Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Oof, you guys, I've been so excited for this episode to drop. I can't believe it's finally here. Aisha is a huge inspiration of mine. She's a long-term friend. We met on the boardwalk several years ago, and I became her strength and conditioning, as well as her nutrition coach, and helped her with in-person online training. I've helped her through different obstacles in her life, but she doesn't realize this. She's helped me so much through my spiritual journey as well and got me closer to God. She sat with me through my faith. She's been to Bible study with me, and whatever it is that you believe in this world, however you believe in love, light, God, divinity, sun, solar power, all of that, right? However you are here to seek that positive vibrancy, she understands it and she vibes with it. And I am so here to sit by her side and to vibe out with her because I love the opportunity that I get in being in this girl's company, the opportunity that we have to bounce back and forth with our ideas, whether it's brainstorming business or just to sit with each other in the things that we're feeling in our personal life. Like, we both haven't had an easy life, but we are here shining brighter than ever. And we are chingonas that are, which is a Hispanic word for badass chicks, but we're chingonas that are here to step up our game and to embody that and share that love and light and strength and beauty with the people that we surround ourselves with, the women who are needing that encouragement, the children and people, right? All of us. Like, I see it because she does it. She practices on her kids. I see this because she practices this with her friends and she does it with me. I'm an example of that, and I'm so thankful that we had the conversations we did in this interview, because reminding us that beauty isn't something to fix what's wrong with you. It's here to invest, nourish, and enhance everything you've already got going for you and to make you the best you possibly can be, whether it's inside through IV drips and vitamin boosts or on the outside, whether it's through fillers, Botox, other enhancements, augmentation of breasts, right? The little things like this that make you feel more like yourself. And if that makes you feel a little bit more like a woman and you are a woman, or a little bit more like a man and you are a man, and you're here to embody what it is to be your most beautiful self, that is your definition and yours to claim alone. So, Aisha, thank you for being on this show, and I'm excited for us to get into this conversation. Welcome back, M3 family. I have my dear friend Aisha Cruz in the house with me, literally at home on the couch. And we've been friends for a few years now. We actually met on the boardwalk, and I'm so inspired by you. It's crazy to see how the teachers become the student. And I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I cannot say enough how humbled I am to be here. And I remember the day that I met you like yesterday. I practice, have told you so many times, that it's the day that saved my life. You inspire me. You, with all of your generosity and everything that you give to everyone you meet, God, just a truly beautiful person inside and out.
Thank you.
I love you so much.
I love you. Oh, this is going to be a great conversation. We might be crying by the end of this too.
But there's going to be a lot of laughing too, I promise.
So I met you graduating and becoming a registered nurse.
Yes.
So I've seen you work through different hospitals and traveling, scaling yourself up, hustling like a mad woman, which is amazing. I've never seen someone work so hard on themselves, taking care of other people. You surprised me by being a beautiful mom of three children, and you and I look like we're probably sisters from like 10 years prior than our age.
We are.
You're aging like fine wine. You're just aging in reverse, and I feel like a lot of that has to do with your wellness practices. I want to talk about those today.
Yes.
And you are the creator of Lux Wellness and Beauty.
I am.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
So, becoming a nurse, what was that experience like? I mean, that's got to be so hard.
Oh, you are correct. It is very hard. And yes, we met in a moment of complete transition for me. I had just moved out of the city I grew up in and stayed my whole life in. And I was new here to PB and at the same time finishing up nursing school, which was a very perfect time to focus only on that and get through it and get past my licensing exam. And you were a part of all of this with me. Becoming a registered nurse is one of the best things I've ever done. It has been so rewarding. And I feel that I've really chosen a path that was meant for me. I'm very much grateful, and I feel very equipped to be helping others. It makes me very happy. My drive is to keep going, help more people. There's so many different areas that I could get into, but I definitely like wellness a lot, which is why I've been working towards branding myself into a business where I can help people from the inside out.
What does wellness mean to you?
The first word that comes to mind is health, and that also feels very broad. It's a different tier of feeling whole and balanced, you know? And that generally starts with the innermost part of ourselves. And I can say that metaphorically on an emotional level, but we're going to talk about the sciences of it. The innermost part of ourselves, like our cells, and how to make ourselves healthy from that point, and how that then glows and booms into our outside.
Do you feel like wellness and beauty have a coinciding resonance, meaning like their definitions are very similar, or do they each individually stand out and complement each other?
Both. I believe both. People think they are very different, wellness and beauty, because beauty has kind of, in a sense, become a stigma. People gawk at all the unnatural things you could do for beauty nowadays. So beauty is just kind of like, oh, well, you paid to be this way, or, you know, paid for that. And that's just some mindsets that could think of it that way. But I think they definitely go hand in hand. When you are completely feeling that wholeness and balance that I associated with wellness, that creates the beauty.
Mm-hmm. Beauty, you said, can have a not so natural stigma, like you said, to it.
Yeah.
What would be an example of not being natural, and how do you choose to portray a natural beauty in your clients and in yourself?
That's a heavy, heavy question. I might have to ask you to break that apart for me.
Yeah.
The not so natural would possibly be a form of aesthetics. Not all aesthetics would do it. You've got aesthetics that will give you just a beautiful facial. That's still you. That's 100%. And then the additives, the fillers and Botox, I love it. I would never knock any of it. I get it done for myself. One of those things, if you feel good about yourself, you're going to portray yourself a lot better in a higher realm. So I think it's all good. But I just touched on it in that sense for the fact that I know there's different viewpoints on it. But I do strongly believe that wellness and beauty go hand in hand together.
I feel like for me, it's all about how the person feels. So if you're doing these things for outside validation because you want other people to like you more, you want other people to view you in a different way, or you are expecting yourself to all of a sudden feel perfect because of these reasons, I feel like the intention behind it is what makes it sometimes a negative or positive stigma in that sense. If you're doing Botox and fillers and getting breast augmentation or BBL, or who knows, maybe it's somebody who's going through a vasectomy and then they're replacing with breast augmentation. However it is to make you feel more like yourself, that to me is what makes me feel like beauty. And the stigma behind all these procedures that we get done are allowing us to feel truly, like I define beautiful as being yourself to the fullest. And I like the idea of having that intention of, if I'm going to go get fillers and I'm going to go do this, it's going to make me feel more like myself. So when I choose to go out in public, maybe I don't need to put makeup on. Maybe I don't need to do these things because I already feel perfect and whole as I am. And then for your clients, you do things that are so awesome and natural, which is IV drips. You're going to get into, I think, microneedling we were talking about, all these different practices. And these are ways to help people feel beauty from within that helps them shine and enhance maybe other exterior versions as well.
Yes, absolutely. You've pretty much nailed my thoughts on it. A couple of words that stuck out to me as you gave me your thoughts on these is expectations. You said it's that people expect. I think that's where it becomes a line of unwellness, because an expectation that people will view you differently, an expectation that will feel different about yourself. And the other word on the flip end of that that you mentioned was genuine, being yourself. And that's the wellness and beauty part. That is being so authentic and genuine. And you can be authentic and genuine and still go get these things, Botox and like that. But just know you're doing it for yourself. Love yourself. That's the best reason to do them.
Yeah. Can you give a few examples of the types of clients that you have, what their lives are like, and how you make their lives better by giving them these treatments, what kind of treatments they might be?
I love my clients so much. I'm so grateful for many of the people I've met through doing this. I have clients that deal with chronic migraine headaches. It's really unfortunate that they have to live a life, you know, of feeling a lot of pain and going through this daily. It really stinks. And in the therapy I could give with an IV drip, it is extremely beneficial and so healing for that person. I'm grateful that I can be of help. With IV therapies, there's so much that we give. Just the hydration alone, just the fluids does so much for somebody.
What kind of IV drips do you offer?
Okay, all IV drips will come with a liter of electrolyte fluids. There's two different kinds that we use. There's normal saline and there's lactated ringers, which I prefer the lactated ringers. It comes with a lot more oomph to them. There's potassium and calcium, so a lot more minerals, which are so good for us. So just fluids alone. I just want to say people think that you're only dehydrated in really hot weather, or you're only dehydrated like if you exerted yourself a lot. But we live in such a beautiful city, a sunny city all year round. I'm stepping outside to go for a walk, like you're in sunlight before you are compromising, you know, some form of level of dehydration. Mm-hmm. The sun's direct on your skin. Your skin's going to start to get a little bit more shriveled, you know,
yes,
especially time after time. So in IV drips, getting just the fluids is really beneficial. But there's so much that I could do. I can customize a bag for just about anything. I offer immunity boosts. We take vitamin C, like those emergency packets, to help boost our immune system. This time of year is pretty crazy. We call it cold and flu season, you know, pneumonia. And at the same time, it is the time of year that we get together with family a lot, from Thanksgiving or even from Halloween all the way through New Year's. There's nothing but gatherings and Christmas parties and Friendsgivings, and you're just getting together people. And unfortunately, it's also cold and flu season, so people get sick. So I love that in here in San Diego, we have, everybody seems to be so health conscious and wants to be preventative for their health. So getting a good immune boost, something with some vitamin C's, all the B vitamins, B1, B5, B6 thiamine, B12 shots can be so helpful to building that immune system up. I'm a big nerd with this. Vitamin C is more than just further your immunity. I know mostly women, I know a lot of men have been starting to really think about their skincare, what vitamin C does for your skin, what gives you an absolute glow boost. So if we're seeing it in our facial serums, imagine what it could do once it's infused into your cells, how you will glow from the inside out.
Yeah.
So I mentioned headache, migraine remedies. There's energy and focus, you know, stuff that we can help to clear your mind, that brain fog that sometimes we get from just a lot of things, being stressed out, being overworked, to environmental factors, change in weather, the pollutants in the air, things we do to ourselves even, like maybe alcohol consumption, other things, ways of eating can all deplete how we feel, give us that fatigue. So it's really great to be able to get an IV therapy and your body will utilize 100% of the vitamins and minerals that are being infused to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to use the word absorb, because absorbing is something that your stomach lining will do. Like you take an oral vitamin, and it's like, all right, how much of that is your body going to really absorb and utilize? And the answer to that is probably anything less than 30% is absorbed through oral vitamins.
What term would you use? Flush? Or how would you express the IV drips going into your body?
I just say they are 100% effective. They go straight into the bloodstream, which is where the cells are, at the cellular level. So immediately you're flushed. I like that word. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to start using that. You're flushed with vitamins and minerals and electrolyte at the cellular level. People feel the effects right away. I have done probably hundreds and hundreds of IV therapies, and I am still just wowed how quickly people feel better. The very popular one is the hangover IV. because the larger cities branded that, New York, LA, Vegas, people go and they like to drink, have great times, but feeling really crappy the next day, the big hangover bag kind of became a thing. And it is so beneficial. But the funny thing is the main components inside the hangover bag are pretty much the same components I use in all the bags. It's the staple. And the reason it's so helpful and helps people feel better is because when you're drinking, say, a lot of alcohol, your body becomes deficient in its nutrients. So all we're doing is replenishing those nutrients, and instantly people feel better. It's pretty amazing.
IV bags, the first time I ever heard about them was back when I was in a sorority and we did a whole hangover bag party. And that's the first time I ever saw a mobile service come. Yeah. And I never understood. I just was like, oh, they're refueling us with electrolytes or maybe vitamins. But I never understood the full benefits of it and how popular it was. But can you explain the effects of what alcohol does to the body? I hear this repeatedly of, oh no, I drank again. Or I actually have a very strong pattern I see of a lot of people in general who want to be healthy, want to be well, but are also in a very social setting where alcohol does play a part of that. And I know it to be a literal toxin in your body. And so how does it change the effects of your progress in strength training, maybe, or progress in your body's composition and fat loss? Or that's something that people are trying to strive for, but they're inhibiting these things because they're drinking alcohol. How would that change their recovery?
When someone chooses to drink in excess, they're dehydrating their body completely. If you have to put alcohol on your skin for some reason, you immediately feel like that area is just so dry. Yeah. Obviously a different type of alcohol, but you are dehydrating yourself completely and it's depleting all the nutrients. I think I just spoke on that. So getting the IV therapy, you're 100% hydrating yourself with the electrolytes straight to your cells versus you've dehydrated by drinking everything orally. It's not even at the cellular level. Like a lot of cells make tissues, you know, it's like this whole thing of biology, but you've started to do that to your body. But if we can come in with an IV drip and hydrate you and straight into your veins, going straight into your bloodstream, filling up your cells all good and healthy, you're going to feel the effects very quickly. It snaps you out of that fatigue, brain fog that you get from being hungover. I mean, perks you right up. It's really awesome. It's like magic. I swear. I tell you, as many as I've done, I still get so wowed at how quickly people bounce back.
Another myth that I've heard, and I hope you can debunk this like quickly, is a lot of people have said, don't take your vitamins. Don't do this. They don't even do anything. Your body just urinates them or passes them through. You don't really get that quote unquote absorption. You should be getting it from whole foods, but then at the same time, is that really enough? And why do you feel getting in things like vitamin C or B12 complex matters and makes a difference? Because I know I felt a difference and I want you to share my experience too, because I feel like I got the complete package. What are the myths that people talk about when it comes to vitamins and what are your beliefs on it?
You know, it's all great. It's, again, your body is not absorbing 100% of what you're intaking that way. But it's been something that's been done over time because you do absorb some of it. And in terms of how much you do it, that's subjective, person to person. How deficient are you versus how healthy are you? But in a perfect world, a lot of us would love to have a whole food diet and be just getting our vitamins through that. But life's busy and people don't have the time to meal prep or think it through, like what would be the best for their body. So we tend to be deficient in things. With an IV therapy,
That's different.
100%, you're getting 100% the effects, the benefit that keep you energized, help clear that brain fog. It's just very beneficial. I will notice that when I'm giving an IV drip to a client, that right towards the end of it, I hear their stomach growling, like they get hungry. They're ready to satiate themselves so much more and to go on to the journey to treat their body good, to become well, to eat something, to drink something. It's pretty cool. I used to be a massage therapist a really long time ago. And I never knew this.
I thought I told you.
Yeah, this is why I believe I've been following my purpose. I've kind of been in the wellness industry for a long time. But yes, I've been a clinical nutritionist, which is why I know a lot about these vitamins. But one thing that stuck when I was doing massage therapy was if your client's laying on the table face down and their nose starts dripping, you know you have helped that person. You have moved and grooved that body to a state that's going to go into complete wellness because you're shifting the tissues and the blood so everything can flush. That's what you want to constantly do is flush your body. You want the blood to just like, that's a whole cleansing effect. So, sorry, I cut off.
No, because I want to fast forward to really quick my experiences. Do you remember I started getting a stuffy nose during the IV drip?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, it's working.
I'm glad you remember that because, yes, that was like the biggest pat on the back to me. I was like, yay, we're doing good.
I was like, why am I getting a stuffy nose right now? That makes sense.
Yeah.
And the experience I had was, like I said, the complete package, I felt like. I want to break it down and have you explain all of the individual pieces. You just talked about the vitamin C complex, which I know I got that. I got a vitamin B12 shot. Mm-hmm. I got the NAD plus with the electrolytes included. And I got the, I think it's glutathione is the name of it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about first vitamin B12 shot because we already went over vitamin C.
Yeah. Vitamin D, first of all, it's beautiful. It's like this beautiful red color, but it's best given intramuscularly. I could put it in an IV bag, but the effects feel like they're a little bit longer if they go in intramuscularly because it's now got to work its way through a muscle, which then goes into your tissues and your cells, and it stays with you a little bit longer. But all the meanwhile, giving you a sense of energy and you are going to be productive AF for a whole week. I mean, it stays with you. So B12 is awesome. Promotes weight loss, you know, all the nine yards.
Then we had the NAD plus with the electrolytes. What is NAD plus?
NAD plus.
And why is it so expensive?
I wish I would have written this like on a card or something because it's so hard to say the name. NAD, nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide, something of that kind. I cannot say enough positive things about this. Originally, when I started doing IV drips and I learned about NAD and I started seeing, because we definitely see the IV bars and the hydration rooms, all these things popping up, and everyone was promoting NAD, but I had not really done my own research on it. I was floored. I was literally on the floor like, this is the fountain of youth. What the heck? I just wanted it for me. I wanted it to be so selfish and just get all the NAD and keep it for myself, but it has so many benefits. Where do I begin? It's like neurocognitive. It is being researched a lot on how it actually is benefiting people that already have Alzheimer's or that are prone to have Alzheimer's because of the neurocognitive benefits in it, giving you this mental clarity and clearing the brain fog, helping your memory get better. That's just insane to me. It blows my mind. What a magical thing that could be healing to a lot of families or people that are fearful of getting it because maybe it's in their genetic. It is a booster of energy. My favorite benefit is that it's anti-aging. It works on such an intracellular level, repairing and rejuvenating your cells that it just rejuvenates from the cells in to what is on your exterior, your skin, you know, your hair. A big thing right now with health and beauty is collagen, like re-stimulating your collagen. Well, this is doing that on a cellular level. You are going to feel your skin get nice and plumped up again because as we get older, we lose that tissue mass, which is why some of us go and get dermal fillers because it's like, oh man, I'm starting to look really tired in my face because it's all sunken. I don't have that nice plumpness with the collagen. It's not necessarily that the dehydration pumps that I'm talking about. It's the collagen. So the anti-aging effects, there's a ton of research on how NAD has really helped people with addictions to alcohol, drugs, even stuff on a gambling level. It doesn't even have to be something that you're consuming. It's just because the neurocognitive benefits, how it changes things. There's a lot of research proving that NAD has helped with that. Stamina and performance. I do have a decent clientele of people that play sports professionally, and it's very huge for them. And they see the huge difference of them getting an NAD treatment before they have maybe a big game, big performance of some kind. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. NAD has really helped people with weight loss on a very big scale too, because it goes into your body and it's very optimal how it's repairing and rejuvenating you from the inside out. So,
can you explain that rush feeling that I get, almost like a little high? I was like, well, I'm getting a little bit of butterflies in my stomach. Yeah. I don't know what is happening. Can you explain what that process is?
It's so crazy. Well, everyone has a different feeling. There's different things going about, like how, what they feel when they're getting NAD. But again, you have this infusion going in through your vein and it's going right into your bloodstream and immediately into your cells. When you're doing such a huge repair at that level, mm-hmm. your body feels it instantly. So some people will say that they feel very hot, like they're getting hot flashes. Again, this is going to be depending on how it is being infused. I am very careful. I take my time with this. Mm-hmm. If it goes too fast, your client's going to feel very sick. Mm. And that's not the goal, of course. There can be some discomfort while getting it, even with it going really slow, but you have to prepare your client for that. Right before giving NAD, offer some magnesium, which magnesium is something that can help you kind of calm you.
Yes.
Really good mineral for that. So in giving that, it kind of sets a stage of just calmness so that as you get the NAD, which is doing so much, that's why people start to feel either a hot flash, little bit of a high or a lot of a high. Some people feel sick. Like I said, I don't want anyone to feel sick, but it does happen. It can be so overwhelming that people get nauseous and will vomit. But I promise you that that is during infusion time. Your person infusing should be a licensed registered nurse or NP doctor. They're with you the entire time. The second it's done, you're going to feel so amazing. You're going to feel like, was it Leonardo DiCaprio on Titanic when he's standing at the like front of the boat? Like, he's like, yes. He's like, I'm flying. Like, yes. You're going to feel like NAD, it's worth every penny. Yes. You mentioned it's expensive. It is expensive.
It's worth it.
100% worth it.
And I just think of people who spend, let's just say $1,000 on bottle service to feel like absolute crap the next day.
Yeah.
What's the value, right? What's the priority? And I know that the priority matters when you're wanting to take care of yourself, age in reverse, like you said, the fountain of youth, and yeah. repair your body as an elite athlete. That's the same thing as going and spending money on doing personal training, massage therapy, going to a chiropractor all at once.
100%. I'm glad you spoke on that because I'm still a little bit shy when it comes to promoting it to my clients because I understand how expensive it is. And I'm trying to rewire my own brain to not be so shy because why not share how amazing this infusion is for people, how incredible it can alter someone's life from maybe not such a great point into a much better level of, you know, health. Mm-hmm. I really do need to own that more because you're right. People gawk at the prices of how much it can cost to be healthy, but have no problem going out to eat 3 times that week, or like you said, getting some bottle service. Their refrigerator might be filled with more alcoholic beverages than nutritional things. I'm not knocking it at all. Trust me, it's great. But I just find that awareness of doing for yourself on a health level. You know, it's not so much about how long you'll live in life, but the quality of life you're going to have.
And you know? What's the price you're willing to pay to live?
Yeah.
To actually live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so you were in massage therapy before. You did this for how long? What got you into that?
So my roots, I'm a Hispanic background.
Yes.
And my Nana lived in this neighborhood. Well, you know, she had lived there for years before I was born, obviously. And she was known as the healer through massage. Everybody came to her. The neighbors would bring their relatives from LA to be like, my neighbor can totally fix it just with her touch. She did the old natural cupping. I knew about cupping before it was like,
yeah, cool.
Yeah. She would light the candle and put it, oh, it was amazing. She knew all these things. And like, she had this sense of where you had an ailment or an ache or a pain and would just touch that spot right away. I don't want to get too like crazy, but I feel like she passed it to me 100%. I've got a healing touch with my hands. I can do it. And when you know that you have a gift and you're able to just go down the journey of utilizing it, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. So I did. I wanted to be a massage therapist, and I did. I got licensed and I worked in that for a while. I don't really know if maybe my training was what it should have been as far as me taking care of myself, because I started to feel the unease of my own joints and stuff. And maybe my body mechanics wasn't the best, and I just got turned off immediately. And I wish I could say I could have stuck with it a little bit longer, but I just went ahead and gave in. I was like, I think my career in massage is done.
I know that there's many ways that you can help people heal. And you said massage therapy was like a gift passed on to you. I see that energetically. I see you just being very in tune with people, not just by touching them, but being in their presence and feeling them. You can literally feel someone's energy. I see it reflected to you, and you're like, wait, hold on, how are you today? What's going on here? And you've done that walking into the gym with me when we've trained together. And I see you with your family doing that. I felt it when I was your client, having you come over. And you're very in tune with, okay, you can handle a little bit more, you can handle a little bit less. Like, it's very fine tuning for you of what you want people to experience based off of what you can sense from them. It's very cool. Very unique.
My mind is spinning. I'm hearing what you're saying, but my mind is spinning. I'm so humbled right now that you've thought that of me. Thank you. I don't know if I could explain it, but it's funny when you said right now that I am intuitive, and we'll use the example when I was able to give you an NAD therapy. I challenged you in a sense of, you can take a little bit more.
That's
you
know what I was thinking.
But my immediate thought was, I got that from you. I got that from you being my personal trainer. And I just like, nope, this is it. And you were like, nope, you've got more. I'm so blessed with the journey that I've had over these last few years. I've met some very incredible people. Obviously, you are standout when I say that. It is the people I've come to meet that have inspired me. And I just want to take what I've seen and learned with other people, and I want to be able to apply it to my life. And I don't know if that has all turned into me being an intuitive person to my surroundings and the people in my surroundings. If that is true, great. Then that kind of answers a lot of those questions for me. But putting myself around people I want to be like, I want to share my life with, it's part of, you know, growing and healing.
How do you feel that strength training has bettered your understanding of wellness and beauty?
Strength training? Flip a switch for sure. You're pushing yourself. It's not just physical, it's mental. And for us females, it can get very emotional too. When we turn and look behind what we were doing and all that we could do with, say, weights and then a number of weight or whatever, it also hits us emotionally. So all those levels, what strength training has done for me has shown me that I can push harder. And that's on the mental side of it. Body-wise, how amazing I feel that I'm stronger than I was yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to be stronger than I was today. It's huge. It's very empowering. It's a confidence booster. It's done so many great things for myself in that sense. I got a lot of my knowledge through you. I committed exactly a year. I think you were stepping back from doing in-person training with clients right when I was hitting that year mark. It was almost like an anniversary. It was crazy. We went from June of 2021 to June of 2022, and you were going to embark on this new transition where you're going to step away from kind of doing more in-person training. And I remember thinking like, wow, but I was with her for a whole year. I got a whole year of knowledge, and God, the things you've shown me and how tweaking one little, you know, like, shift this foot just 45 degrees this way, or like, insane how knowledgeable you are. But just to know that it's all those little things that can change something and you don't even know it. You don't even know that just a little tweak can alter and make a whole new feel of something for you.
And that is, I feel like, how people can play the role in doing vitamin supplementation in their lives as well.
Just little tweaks. That's a great transition. Yeah, exactly.
Just a little tweaks here and there. So besides strength training, what other wellness practices do you do? I heard you mention that you might journal today. You might go take, you know, a little nature walk or do something fun. So
walking is amazing.
Yeah.
Very blessed to live here in Pacific Beach, San Diego. We have this beautiful boardwalk and it is very healing and such a big gift I can give to myself. If I can get out there and walk. And sometimes I do like to walk and listen to the ocean, the waves. Mm-hmm. And other times I like to have my headphones on and I'm listening to a motivational podcast, listening to M3.
Ooh, I heard you can meet some great people out there too.
If you want to meet great people, you need to come and walk the boardwalk here in PB. Yeah, yeah. I'm proof of that. I met Bree. So, but yeah, listening to a motivational podcast has been very great into me trying to better myself, you know, because that's all I hope to do is keep trying. Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna, you know, want to stay in the same place. I just got to keep going. So yeah, things of wellness would include reading and mm-hmm. journaling. Mm-hmm. You'll hear this on every podcast that wants to push you to be a better version of yourself, but to actually do it. I just want to tell you people that having a thought that you could do something or that you should do something, it's a thought, but until you actually act on it is when you'll start to see the magic per se, or, you know, all the benefits that you can reap from that, the healthy lifestyle, the wellness, the mental health, emotional health. But I wanted to touch on that. That was a beautiful transition you had done into the IV therapies. It's possibly a common myth that you should only order these IV therapies like if you're unwell. But for people that are complete health, you know, you may not need them as frequently, like maybe 1-2 a month. And obviously people that are more deficient in things would want to get them, maybe consider them more weekly. I know with so many different companies out there, it's just more competitive, which means they'd be more available cost-wise for people.
How can someone find their deficiencies and take tests? Is that something you would also offer in the future?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be cool.
I do think so too. You want to kind of know that people will talk about it in the sense of Western medicine versus Eastern medicine. I am a nurse who believes wholeheartedly in holistic things and wanting to be healthy more from natural vitamins, minerals. So there is kind of a stigma on the Western medicine, like that doctors just want to give you something from the pharmacy, from, you know, the plant, you know, the chemical plants. So it's hard to say if I'd go to my doctor to get lab work done. I know that there are a lot of wellness clinics that do offer lab work and they're really truthfully good at guiding you down a path of trying to replenish what your body's needing.
Yeah.
So
I think you need to offer it. I think it would be great because I would rather you tell me these are the things that I need or I'm getting enough in, instead of a doctor could be saying something like, oh, if you have a headache, take some Tylenol, take some ibuprofen if you're swollen, you know, if your body's inflamed. And I'd rather have other forms and to be in full transparency, because this is a very open podcast that I'm on, but I have overdosed on, and overdose is like a very grazed word, but I actually thought I wasn't going to wake up the next morning on pills and medications, and including that was Tylenol. And to have your core temperature completely, I almost felt like it was like a hangover. I was getting shivers and chills and hot sweats, and my body just couldn't regulate its core temperature because of having taken so many of those pills at one time. And it's to me where I don't have it in my house. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of Tylenol or even ibuprofen. Like, I'd rather it be coming from other things, even magnesium. Like, I would love to have magnesium because it is a natural calming aid. It does help with sleep. It is great for period cramps. There's so many benefits to magnesium. And I would rather have that to reduce what could be fever or pain versus pharmaceutical help like that.
You spoke so great on this topic that my thought was that is the goal. For people to be more intuitive into that. But where I feel that it becomes difficult is like people aren't educated enough on how well magnesium can replace melatonin I work nights. I still do trauma ICU. That's my jam at night. And sleeping during the day has been really difficult. And melatonin just really wasn't something that was working for me. And when somebody told me about how magnesium could really assist with my sleep patterns, I had to try it. And I'm really glad it worked. I love magnesium. But it's just, again, about educating people on what can be taken that's in the most natural of minerals and vitamins instead of harsher things like Tylenol. And because sometimes...
Like Ambien.
Yeah, 100%. But yes, doing lab work to understand where your body is very key to being able to ask for what you need. We can get it, again, through IVs, and the effects are immediate. Can't say enough good things that IV therapies have been doing for people. So,
what's it like working in trauma ICU?
Oh, it's so exciting. It's very exciting. It brings my feet down to the ground every night when I see that life can, it's just very fragile, very fragile. And our loved ones, they say, like, make sure you always tell someone you love them. If you love them, make sure you use it before, because it's just the unexpected happens. And I see that night after night when traumas come in and family members are then called in. It is exciting in the room, everyone rushing around, and it's such organized chaos. I love my trauma team. I think they're just such a great group of people. But this organized chaos to save someone, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's very rewarding, though, to be able to help someone and save someone's life.
That's so cool. For anyone who is looking to either work in a hospital space or work with helping others, whether it's aesthetics through healthcare in general, what would you say would be the best advice for being mentally strong? Because working in trauma ICU, like you just said, you need to remind people to tell them you love them and to also, in a way, maybe even separate the personal from the business side of that. Your own personal feelings. You might get connected to your clients when you see them in the hospital. Patients, I would say, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And then same thing goes with people who are, you're going to their homes, you're being in a very intimate setting with them and exposed to their lives. And it's hard to separate business and personal of your judgments, your feelings, your connections. And for somebody who wants to do something like this, because you're not the only person I know that has business like this, where you work in such a high intense hospital setting, we'll say, for example, and then it's a very calm and loving home setting. And to balance that out, it does require a mental capacity that can handle both. What would it be for somebody who is looking to be mentally strong like that?
It kind of comes down to just finding your outlet. It could be one or it could be multiple outlets. You know, for some, it would be therapy, like seeing a therapist every week to talk about things that they've encountered, experienced, felt, and things they weren't able to make sense of. You know, it can be a very confusing and difficult thing can engulf you, and you don't want that to happen. So for some people, it's therapy. Other people, it is socializing, whether it's just with their family, coming home, and that whole setting. For me, it is gym life. It is strength training. Mm. That is my mental therapy. That's my physical therapy. It's my, again, we talked about what strength training is, kind of gets all those aspects. So just finding the outlet, maybe it is just a walk alone or walk with somebody. Most nurses, we're blessed in the fact that we're in an industry where we are reminded of that often. I don't know if we're just from times of before, maybe we weren't reminded as often, but now I don't know if it's just the turn of events, maybe COVID, we're reminded constantly to take care of ourselves, which I love. But again, it's just about finding what works for you.
So. And for anybody who is thinking about getting an IV, but is maybe hesitant on costs or benefits, or maybe even fear of needles in itself, what would you tell to somebody who is interested in it, thinking about getting it, and wants to get more knowledge or even just more comfortability behind it?
I get that there's hesitation in it, but I just want to help to share some knowledge that obviously people go to the doctor when they're sick. When you're really sick, you go to the hospital. And when you go to the hospital because you're really sick, they hook you up to an IV bag because it's so healing. Just the fluids alone can heal that headache you were talking about. Like, you know, like you were saying, like when I have a headache, do I want to reach for that bottle of Tylenol or ibuprofen? It could just be that you were dehydrated. And I'm just saying that that's the problem with people, but I'm just saying that's where it all starts, is by getting an IV therapy and maybe a medicine that can stop the nausea, give you a medicine that can help with the headache, the vitamins that will replenish everything that maybe your body has been feeling getting deficient of. And you'll realize that when you've gotten all that replenished, how much better you feel. And then again, the beauty of it, and maybe why people are still kind of weird about it and don't believe in it, because when you say the effects are immediately, like you almost don't want to believe that it can be so immediate, but it really is. I just want to encourage people to try it before you continue to think that it's not going to be as healing as everyone says it is. And you see it becoming quite a thing. It's gained popularity very quickly, and it's still gaining popularity very fast. So the deal is to try it for yourself and just go from there.
How do you anticipate your services expanding? So we've talked about microneedling. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can do some lab work.
Mm-hmm.
What all would you like to offer with Lux?
I definitely will be getting into the aesthetics part with Botox and fillers. And I just think it's such a great thing to be able to do it on a lot of levels. Obviously, Botox can do more than just freeze a muscle and prevent you from getting, you know, wrinkles prematurely. You can do it preventatively, or you can do it once you see the wrinkles have just been there a while. But the other thing is also for like migraine headaches and doing it for therapeutic reasons of that kind. So that's why initially I've thought to bring it on to my services as well. So definitely aesthetics. I like that you actually have now, I'm going to give you all the credit for this later too, about the lab work. I think that's huge to be able to do everything in-house and help people having to run around from to this place to that place to get a plan. That's where I think everything kind of starts to get a little bit chaotic for people and lost in translation as to what the needs truly are.
Yeah.
But find your practitioner and start there with knowing where your body is. Whatever it is, weight-wise, health-wise, nutrient-wise.
I like this. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see your business continue to grow. I know it's still baby fresh, but there's been a lot of growth even just in the last 6 months watching you. And you're on it. You're hustling, like I said, like a mad woman. And I cannot wait to see all the services you provide. Hopefully even open up your own space.
It's coming.
To make it come
very
true.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate
your vote of support. Thank you so much. This alone, spending time with my girl, has been just amazing.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.